Princess Rose and the Creature. Princess Rose and the Creature. There was once a beautiful princess named Rose. There was once a beautiful princess named Rose. Her mother, the queen, however, was not as beautiful as the princess. Her mother, the queen, however, was not as beautiful as the princess. The queen felt bad that she was not the most beautiful woman in the kingdom anymore. The queen felt bad that she was not the most beautiful woman in the kingdom anymore. She was tired of competing with her daughter. She was tired of competing with her daughter. She made a decision. She made a decision. She prepared a drink for the princess. She prepared a drink for the princess. After the princess drank it, she fell asleep. After the princess drank it, she fell asleep. Then the queen took the princess to the forest. Then the queen took the princess to the forest. She left the princess there. She left the princess there. It was a very serious thing to do. It was a very serious thing to do. Either she will be killed by animals or she will get lost in the forest. Either she will be killed by animals or she will get lost in the forest, the queen thought. The princess had a dream. The queen thought. The princess had a dream. She dreamed about a man with brown hair and brown eyes. It was the man she would wed. She dreamed about a man with brown hair and brown eyes. It was the man she would wed. The princess woke up. The princess woke up. She saw a strange creature on the ground. She saw a strange creature on the ground. It looked like a man. It looked like a man. But he was hairy and green. But he was hairy and green. He had horns on his head and a pig's nose. He had horns on his head and a pig's nose. The creature said,
"Did I scare you? Did I scare you? I hope not. I hope not. Let me introduce myself. Let me introduce myself. I am Henry. I am Henry.
I am not scared. I am not scared. To tell you the truth, I think you are cute," said Rose. "To tell you the truth, I think you are cute," said Rose.
Rose and Henry spent the day together. Rose and Henry spent the day together. They collected berries, caught fish, and had lunch. They collected berries, caught fish, and had lunch. They had a very good day filled with nice conversations. They had a very good day filled with nice conversations.
"Rose, I have to go home," said Henry.
"Rose, I have to go home," said Henry.
"My ship will sail home soon.
My ship will sail home soon.
I can't leave you here in the forest alone.
I can't leave you here in the forest alone.
Will you come with me?
Will you come with me?"
Rose was very happy. Rose was very happy. She gave Henry a kiss right on his pig nose. She gave Henry a kiss right on his pig nose.
As soon as she kissed Henry, he began to change.
As soon as she kissed Henry, he began to change. His pig nose turned into a man's nose. His pig nose turned into a man's nose.
His horns and green hair went away.
His horns and green hair went away. Standing in front of her was the man Rose had dreamt about. Standing in front of her was the man Rose had dreamt about.
Rose and Henry were married.
Rose and Henry were married.
And they lived happily.
And they lived happily.